come to the front of the house. All units participating in live fire, come to the front of the house.
We're going to get started. We always start all of our trainings off with a prayer, so I'm going to get ready. We want to open this word of prayer. Everybody that's going to be participating in live fire today has been cleared by your department to participate in live fire exercise, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. When we start the exercise, anybody that's going to be in the proximity of the house, I need you to have full PPE on, okay? We can't stand to get anybody hurt, so I need everybody in full PPE. If you're making entry into the house, I expect you to have full PPE, SCBA, breathing air at all times that you're inside the structure. We're going to have several different safety officers inside the structure and without. If anything goes wrong, if anything goes bad, get with one of those guys and we will stop operation. Everybody will evacuate to the safety point. We're going to say the big tree right here beside Cedar Bluff, engine 62, is going to be our recon point. So anything that goes on, anything that happens if we follow recon, everybody will come to this big tree right here. All right? Before we light the house off and go to 100% involvement, burn down, there's going to be a long blast of the air horn. Three repetitive blasts. I want everybody away from the structure at the blast of those air horns, okay? Because that is the signal that we're going to evacuate and let the house go. First, we're going to start off, we're going to do a settee. Everybody's going to be packed up. Everybody's going to be inside. We're going to try to utilize this large living room right here for a settee. What we will do, we will start an incipient stage fire. We will let the fire progress until we get some rollover, until we get some pretty smoky conditions, and then we'll try to learn the behavior and the stages of fire, okay, as we go. At that point in time, once we get a good learning atmosphere, we will evacuate single file back out this door, and then we'll break up into teams of four. You can work with your department or you can work with other departments. The good thing about us having a multi-department training exercise is this is a time and opportunity for us to work with people that we may have never worked with before. See how they operate, see how we operate, because I promise you, all it's going to take is a drop of a tone and all county departments will be together working. So we want to utilize this time to learn from others and see what capabilities others have. When we go through the settee, we're going to line up and we'll all be set in single file around the room. At any point in time you have a problem, if you encounter any type problem during the settee, I do not want you to stand up. I do not want you to run out. Firefighting training has to kick in at some point in time, and this is the time it should kick in. I want you to raise your hands above your head and holler, help, 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 okay? We'll scan the room. Whoever's hands are in the air, we're coming outside. Be a door, window, whichever way I can get you outside. We will mitigate the problem. We'll go right back inside, okay? Any questions?
Sure.
All right, let's break. Let's everybody get their gear. Let's be back here at the staging point in 5 minutes. We'll set the fire and we'll start the set team. We're going to get Mr. Horton here. He's basically going to go through a quick gear demonstration of what we're looking at. What we're looking at from the time that we get here. Now, I see everybody's got their gear on. Everybody's proficient in putting gear on, I understand. But how many times can we come off the truck, have to do our 360, make sure that everything's good, and then we have to drop to our knees with the hose line and pack up at the door? I know that's my job typically. Whenever I get on the scene, I'll do a 360. They'll drop a line at the door. Typically, I'll go around with my pack on. Then I drop to my knees, I mask up. We should be. Pretty proficient in this skill. The standard requires us to do it in 2 minutes or less, okay? But we all know fire ground operations take precedence than classroom, so we want to be able to be proficient in it and do it. So as we watch, we'll watch Nick here. Basically, he's going to go from a standing position to fully dressed. Then I want him to grab the nozzle and mask up prior to entering the structure.
I try to keep stuff stacked like I put it on. No matter where I'm at, when I get it out of the truck, it's like it needs to be. I need you some kind of little bit of a system.
You mess around, get your nose max. Gotta make your ears hot, get your face clean. All this stuff, you gotta come back there.
I keep Nomax and stuff everywhere. Filter breathing, in case you lose one drop when something happens.
Everybody feel. Everybody got a Nomax hood on. Alright? Everybody got a collar chin strap right here. Make sure that it functions and we can pull it around, okay? Because we're going to need that when we get inside to secure that position off right there, alright? Alright? Everybody got your pack on, cylinder valve on, ready to operate. Okay? Everybody got gloves. Alright?
No, ours ain't on.
Come back out, we're going to operate into three groups, okay? We're going to go, we're going to have somebody on safety. The safety crew will rotate the nozzle, and once you come off nozzle, you go to rehab. I'm going to have a designated safety in that utility room right there. They're going to be able to come to our aid at any given time, okay? Thank you, somebody for slap. And if we have anything, we'll be under the park. We'll be under the park. Chief Richardson, he will be running our safety line with his crew. That way, if anything goes down, or anything goes wrong, that will go down until we recuperate, all right?
Yo, we can come off the truck, you know?